Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello, everyone. This is the interview queen, Alicia Too.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Crew.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in the draw. And the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot under Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Brick, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening.
You
are listening to
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Hey, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin and delighted to be joined by Nick Davey.
Ho, ho, ho.
Free-time wrestling author Oliver Newman.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Grapple Arcade's Mark Fox.
Well, well, well. Hello, hello, hello. I don't know. Whichever one.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
And welcome to our end of year quiz. So, how you doing this evening, lads?
I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'm eating a mince pie and drinking a cup of tea.
Me too. I'm going to hit the Bovril as soon as we're finished.
Ooh, a little bit of the Bovril.
A little bit of Bovril.
All good here, Chris. How are you?
All right. A little bit knackered from the election last week, but I'm all right.
I think it's fair to say that we all are.
I got to work at 5:30 and got home at 3:30 all the morning.
Just count that money, count that extra money, Chris.
The election was a week before. We would have got our overtime before Christmas because it's after, the week after it's after.
Shocking.
Disgusting. Right. So you're all excited for our end of year quiz?
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
This is on ITV that no one understands. You'll know what I mean. Come the end of the show.
Right, here's the format of the quiz. So it's going to be our usual question format. So I have questions of lots of answers, and you will take it in turns to give me answers. First round will be five goes each. We'll have 3 one-on-one matches in the first round. I have 4 questions for you to choose from. And then in the final round, all 3 of you will be involved. 20 points are up for grabs. So, and if there's a tie, whatever question you don't pick in the first round, we use that as a tiebreaker. So,
okay.
Ready for the first round. So, Mark, as our current quiz champion, you can go first. So, firstly, who do you want to face?
Right. Well, considering that this is a quiz of the year award... award, yep. Quiz, whatever it is, and I'm still roughly.
Let's say we have
18 years ago.
Everything this year.
Brilliant. That helps. I'm glad I've remembered it all then. Right. I will. I'm gonna flip a coin.
Yeah.
Nick heads, Oliver tails. 2 seconds. It's heads.
Is that Nick?
It is Nickage.
It's me.
Got you, mate.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
Points for you.
All right, so which of these do you think will give you the biggest advantages against
Come
Nick?
On, then.
So your choices are WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling, or NXT UK.
Have you got WWF? Was WWF one of them?
WWF didn't exist in
2019. Oh, oh God! Say them again.
WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling, or NXT UK.
Could you not have given men WWE power?
Obviously not. Obviously not. I don't care, Nick. You can pick because I've got no idea. It doesn't make any difference.
Take your home advantage.
You have to pick, Nick. You got the home advantage.
Mark, I'm impartial.
NXT, go for NXT.
NXT UK.
It's got a nicer sounding name.
I haven't watched an awful lot, but I've only watched the takeovers, to be fair.
You might have a chance then, Mark.
Right, pull that one. I knew this, you see. I was paying attention previous weeks.
Right, so your question is, so NXT UK held its first pay-per-view in January. Are we to name wrestlers who had a match on NXT Blackpool? So if there's a tag team, are we to name a wrestler, not a team name?
Okay.
Let me answer the answers.
Is it Mark to go first?
Mark to go first. Yeah. So, who had a match at NXT UK Blackpool? Name one wrestler.
Oh, God. NXT, so in UK. Right. Let me think about this then. Because I don't know if it was... It's NXT UK.
Let's hear him type out an answer on Google.
No, I'm trying to think of if there's any I haven't watched any of it.
Just name UK wrestlers. Remotely famous.
Well, there's plenty of them. So I don't know who's associated with them. Like, why is it? There's really obvious people who just kind of I can picture them. And I can't even think of the friggin' names. Tyler Bate.
Yes.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah. I knew he's British.
I'm gonna go for the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne.
Yes.
It'd be funny if you got that wrong, wouldn't it?
I was thinking actually, shit, was it like last year when he sort of moved fully onto the NXT, but yeah.
Just the way you built it up, Nick, it just would have been funny if Chris said no.
this is the problem. I can't remember how far I don't know how when it's people signed for him and stuff. Walter.
No. It was our most listened to review of last year on NXT.
But at least we know that I wasn't fair, doing so, fake listens.
Yeah, to be fair, Chris, the lads, we've kind of done a lot of reviews since January.
Okay. Oh, God, it's a bit difficult. You're on the... So you said Tyler Bate. I think that might be too obvious. I'll go for Liverpool's number one, Zach Gibson.
Yes. Mark?
God. I don't know. What does this say about me?
You don't want to watch up to date wrestling?
Pretty much. It's exactly what it is, isn't it? Right, trying to think of some British people that I am familiar with that are currently on scene. Is it, Ligero, maybe?
No.
No? Great.
Does he still wrestle on NXT UK?
I haven't seen him. I haven't watched NXT.
As well as you expected it, isn't it, Mark?
Sorry?
This is going about as well as you expected it to go.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm positive Ligero's still signed to NXT UK. He hasn't announced that he's not anymore or anything like that, so...
He was injured recently. He's just been given doctor's clearance.
I suppose he's got quite a good pay, quite a good roster. I'll go for him, as I said, Gibson. I'll go for... Choo choo choo. Oh, no, I can't sing that because it's got a swear word. And James Drake.
Yep.
I don't know. Cesaro.
Nope. I think he appeared in the Cardiff.
I'm trying to think if he was at this one back in January. Finn Balor?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
It's a last go. What?
I'm trying to rack my brains of people who I know have signed up. Like, now I know several of them have. I just don't know when they signed up, if that makes any sense. That's what I can't work out. You've got a couple of lads from up here, including the likes of Primate and... and he was got injured as well, didn't he? And you got... Now then. Right. I can't work out. I'm going to go for... Shit, I don't...
There goes the swearing.
Yeah, so I'm not post-watershed, are we not? Right, I can't work it out in my head in terms of timelines. I'm going to say, because I think he's been there from the beginning.
Yeah.
At least when NXT UK came about. And I love him because he's a massive horse. I want to say Mr. Dave Mastiff.
Yes.
No way. Get in.
Fair play. Credit where credit's due.
Well, it was a pure guess, to be fair. there was no working it out.
So this is my last go, is it?
Yeah, last go, yeah.
Okay, I believe Finn Balor fought Jordan Devlin.
Yes. Oh, so clean sweep for Nick. That's the end of that match. It's 5-2 to Nick.
Well done. Out of curiosity, one of the other choices was going to be, I don't know if he was there at the time, but Amir Jordan, was he on the card back then? Because he got injured this year, didn't he? I know a number of wrestlers who signed up, but I don't know what they've taken part in yet or what they've been a part of yet. Yeah, that's where Man of the Falls.
He kind of started feuding with Zach Gibson and James Drake after they won the titles at this show, him and Williams. No, you could have had Eddie Dennis, Joe Coffey, Rhea Ripley, Tony Storm, or Trent Seven.
I was thinking Trent Seven, but I just couldn't for the life of me thought who he was facing.
That's a small card, that, isn't it?
I think there's only five matches.
Yeah.
Did they have a pre-show?
I don't think so.
The NXT UK tapings, do they not?
I think they usually tape like for an NXT UK show.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. All right. So, second match of the one-on-one round is Oliver versus Mark. Oliver, you are.
Yeah.
Your choices are. So, which one do you think will give you the biggest advantage against Mark? So, WWE, AEW, or Impact Wrestling?
Which of those shows do you watch, Mark?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly, none. I've seen highlights of several of them.
WWE, Impact, or AEW?
Yes. AEW.
Yeah.
Okay, so AEW Dynamite debuted in October. So I want you to name wrestlers who had a match on the debut show. Again, if there's a tag team, what you name a wrestler, not a team.
I think you've cocked up here, Sunshine. You haven't.
I wanted to give you a chance, to be fair, Mark.
To be honest, it's the only sort of thing I've got my finger on the pulse at a little. Well, not really at all. It's purely just because it's the thing that there's a lot of discussion about it quite a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And done the pay-per-view casino nights as well. So. I don't know. I'll have a fairly good guess. What's the question then? Sorry, Chris. Say it again, please.
The AEW Dynamite debuted in October, so I want you to name wrestlers who had a match on the debut episode. So, and if there's a tag team, please name wrestler, not tag team.
And it's me going first, Chris.
Yes.
See, if memory serves me correctly, we did a review of this, possibly with the first NXT. I might be wrong in that, but
we did the. Me and you did the review of the episode.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've watched every episode since then, so things might get intertwined. I'm going to go with the Spanish god, Sammy Guevara.
Yes.
Kenny Omega.
Yes.
Cody.
Yes.
Jericho.
Yes.
Pac.
Yes.
Wasn't he? Shit, aye. This is where it's just going to start being it would be daft not to say the Young Bucks, I guess. Leon,
name a member not to tag to.
You have to say one of them.
Oh right, shit, sorry. Nick Jackson.
Yes,
is that his name?
I'm going to be really mean and say Matt Jackson.
It's fair enough.
Cheers, Mark.
Say Michael Jackson. I don't know. I'm trying to think of people who stand out on the show in general. Right. What's his name?
Three swear words.
What's it? Right, hang on a second. So, I want to say the bloke who's basically like The Miz, but I can't think of his name. Hang on. Give me a second. It's initials, isn't it?
When you get it wrong, Mark, I'll be sure to get it for you.
Oh, I know it. I know it. It's Michael J. Fox, isn't it? MJF. Is it yes. MJF?
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing Michael what J. Google Fox. Can do.
Michael J. Fox. No, I remember because it's Mark Fox. Mark James okay. Fox. MJF.
For anyone listening who wants Mark's details. So...
One, two, my pin code is
Pentagon Junior.
Sorry?
Pentagon Junior.
Nope.
Oh, this could be a major upset.
What's Awesome Kong?
No. Oh, it's four all.
It's what?
Four all.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Sorry,
stolen a point away from home.
I'm surprised you didn't go for Rio or Nyla Rose. They had a women's title match first show. And Paige, about Brandon and Cutler.
You do realise it's... Oh, has it finished, the quiz? With four all?
Yes.
I was going to say, you're just giving us the answers.
You could have had Ortiz or Satano as well.
Yeah, I was thinking, was it Lucha Bros or Ortiz and Santana against the Young Bucks?
To be fair, like, I haven't got any idea. I was just literally listing off who the main event is and hoped for the best.
There's been a number of shows since, so yeah. But I'll take 4 points out of five. Not bad.
I was going to say, is like out of curiosity then, with a, just to pass the knowledge onto a newbie, are there shows... Because I hear a lot of sort of general hype about how good they've been. Obviously, the head-to-head with NXT. I stay abreast with all of that side of things and just general intrigue. Has the quality of the show... Is it of a certain calibre where they use the main event as quite a loss?
Plateaued now, I think.
Sorry?
It's plateaued now, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Do they use the main event as every week? Like the ones who you would, you know, state your main event as are your Jericho's and your Omegas and your Pacs and your...
Are they
on every week?
They at least stop there every other week.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, they kind of recycle guys. Up until this point, no. The tag team matches make the referee look like a schmuck. But Chris Jericho has had a big meeting about it, so hopefully that'll change going forward.
He told them all to get new gear so you look like indie wrestlers.
I didn't notice that part, but I heard, obviously, tag rules and things of that nature. Everything that kind of comes second nature to a tag team match. You need the rope, you need the referee to kind of say what the rules are. He needs to enforce them, or she needs to enforce them, because obviously Aubrey Edwards, sorry. So hopefully they've sorted out the tag team situation, because that was very skippable, even though the matches were really good.
Brilliant VAR, I say.
Interesting. It's NWA's biggest strength.
Even after the last night with your team losing out to VAR, Nick.
Keep calm, Nick. Just breathe. Keep calm.
Nick went to WrestleMania.
That's too early.
Yeah, I think about WrestleMania, Nick.
I've actually got a little announcement to make at the end of the show regarding next year.
Not again. I can't deal with it for another year.
All right, so final match, Nick. You had WWE or Impact Wrestling, and you're against Oliver.
Well, I wonder what one I'm going to choose. The amount of wasted life I've put in 2019 watching WWE shows, and the amount of time up against Impact of 0 hours.
definitely going to pick Impact back then, Nick.
I'll go for WWE, please, Chris.
Okay.
This is what you get me on, like a really annoying question.
I did notice a lack of NWA questions, to be fair, as well.
And Ring of Honor, considering we're pushing that strong.
That's all I'm going to say, Chris.
All right, so WWE. So I think it's one of those questions that sounds easier than it is. So one of the biggest successes of this year has been the introduction of the 24/7 championship. So I just want you to name winners of the 24/7 championship.
Brilliant.
Is it me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. I'll start off with the obvious one. The current holder, I believe, R-Truth.
24/7.
Birmingham's own Drake Maverick.
Yes.
I will go for, there's quite a lot of selection here. I will go for the man that we used to walk with, Elias.
Yes.
Did you see what I did there? Stephanie McMahon.
Medusa Lunge Blaze. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
That's class, really.
Okay, I will go for the first. I believe he was the first ever champion. Titus Worldwide. Titus O'Neil.
Yes.
Mike Kanellis.
Yes.
I think he won it in the character of Glenn Jacobs, but just to cover my back, Glenn Jacobs / Kane.
Yes.
I think he won it as Glenn Jacobs.
Mike's wife, Maria Kanellis.
Yes. Yeah. Last go at it.
Carmella.
Yes. Five up. That's five. Yep. This round.
Meta is money.
Bollywood boys.
If they name one.
Truth didn't even know which one.
Sunil Singh.
Yes.
God.
Oh, five
maybe.
Lads. Do we keep going or?
No, that's fine.
Was that five? I thought it was four.
You've done five, or? Yeah.
Okay.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yep. So you also could have had Bo Dallas, Candice Michelle,
Cedric.
Yeah, I was thinking Candice Michelle.
That has pronounced Ian Enscastle. He's a Boston Celtics player.
Oh, the sports announcer.
He's a basketball player.
Oh, okay.
And you can add Joe Briscoe, Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, Kelly Kelly, Kyle Birch. He's a American race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmello, the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Patterson, Rob Stone. He's the
sports announcer. Yeah.
Rude. Samia Singh, Tamina, the Million Dollar Man, and Wilder and Dash.
I was thinking about the Million Dollar Man, but I wasn't sure that would count because I know he purchased the title.
Yes, that's why when he did that, that's why I made another podcast that his WWE title should now count. This counts. He bought
You're damn right it should. I still recognise it. Still real to me, damn it.
The bell didn't ring though.
He bought the title off Medusa when she went to put it in the bin. He can't say yeah. So when he bought the title off the Andre
Giant, it's just a waste of money. He could just wait for it to put it in the bin. He could just wait for it to chuck it in the bin.
Yeah, it's true. Then you could have unveiled his own million dollar title. We could have had the rebirth of that one rather than the shite that we've had.
He's just foolishly lost a bit of money.
He's got money to burn.
If anyone's right, keeping count of Mark's swear words on the show, that's four.
We're on four.
Did you get your swear jar for Christmas?
I'm doing well, to be fair.
Right, so after the first round, Mark is on six. Yep, Oliver is on nine. Figures. And runaway leader of 10.
Runaway leader is a point ahead of me.
Hooray!
Well, you know how Nick and Chris are boys, don't you, Mark?
Oh, I know. It's,
yeah.
Late surge, don't worry. Late surge. I'll be
There's plenty of points to go for in the next round.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
That's what he always says, Mark, as he's passing Nick the answers.
I can't wait for the how many times did the title change in June 2019 question.
This is Joey Fabulous, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious, and that is fabulous.
Right, so in the final round, you get 10 guesses each.
10?
So it's 10 points up for grabs. This time round, it's going to be Nick, Oliver, Mark. So,
thanks.
And the remaining scores, Nick has 10, Oliver has 9, and Mark has 6.
16.
I want you to name wrestlers who competed in the male Royal Rumble.
Which one? The proper one. Was there a Saudi one this year?
No.
Not a Saudi one.
No,
British one.
They had did they do this year in Saudi Arabia? They had a 50 battle royal, which had 51.
That random bloke won and so.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a Royal Rumble.
Yes, the Royal Rumble at the beginning of the year, where the winner went on to face the champion.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So just the male one, not the female one.
Okay.
Nick.
God, I'm getting a bit mixed up here.
That's five. Well, one for me.
Oh, Peter entered. Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne, yes. Here. It's going to be fun. Learn best when you have to name every single one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oliver?
Oh, it is me next. Okay. Adam Cole, baby.
Not on my list.
I think he was last year.
He's definitely an 18.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I remember he came out of one where, I think it was the year before when I watched it with my mates because they didn't watch NXT. Yeah, sorry.
Wow, you would suspect it would be this year considering the years he's had.
Michael?
Yeah.
JEFJARRET. That's Jeff Jarrett.
Yay.
Damn right he was. Popped like a bitch. It was mint.
Yeah, fair play. It was. Well, then, thank you, Mark. Yeah, I'll go with Elias.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes.
We had Kurt Angle was in this year's.
Yes, he was, yeah.
He was indeed. I'll go for the man who I know eliminated Peter, Drew McIntyre.
Yes.
It's not me.
you could put, you know, my answer in for me because I've got not much of a clue on this.
Earthquake.
just going with names that are still around and stuff because they were pushing in Baron Corbin.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's my favourite for this year's because he's the Royal Rumble and he's King Baron.
Absolutely love that happened. For all the wrong reasons, I may need to add.
Buddy Nia Jax.
Yes.
Nia Jax.
Yeah. So you replaced R-Truth.
She did indeed. And the person who had a bit of a thing going with her in the match, Randy Orton, because he RKO'd her.
Yes.
Cesaro.
Nope.
I'm trying to think of what you guys have said and haven't said. Oh, let's go for a biggie. Seth Rollins.
Yes, he won it.
Yeah, bollocks, he did. I was going
to
say.
I was trying to think what the main event for WrestleMania was. Obviously, it was a triple threat women's match, but what were the title matches? And Seth was against Brock, wasn't he? So.
I believe Seth eliminated Strowman's win, so Braun Strowman.
Yes. It's still at 100%. Heavy question, right? So.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
Because he's in absolutely every Royal Rumble and he always has a spot in every Royal Rumble. I'll go for Kofi Kingston.
Yes.
I think there's always such an underwhelming entrance because he always seems to kind of the bloody end. And it always makes me angry.
Yeah, he did one of his I'm going away now. Came back 3 weeks later with the Royal Rumble.
I'm a bit stuck now. I know Cena was supposed to be in it, but then pulled out. So he obviously wasn't. And I'm trying to think of other big names that I'm going to do. Was Johnny Gargano in it this year?
Yes.
Big E?
Yes.
Might as well go for the full house then. Xavier Woods?
Yes. I was going to say that. How many more left, Chris?
That was all your sixth go. So you've got four more.
So this is my seventh go.
It's a case of remembering who hasn't been said.
If we say someone's already go, do we get a pick again, or is that our fault? You just said the one I was going to say.
Said the one I was going to say as well.
Some big names on this list, you haven't said it.
I know he was getting a bit non-pushed at the time, if that's a word, or buried, I suppose you would say. So I don't know if he actually made the match itself, but was Dean Ambrose in it?
Yes.
Mustafa Ali?
Yes.
Now I'm starting to unravel.
After marks go, I'll say the answers again. It's been said. Give you a refresher.
Right. I've got a vague memory of this person being in it, but I'm not 100%. I'm not confident, or if I'm getting timelines wrong, or if I'm just not sure. It's annoying. I'm struggling now because it's only some of the more classic, if you like, names that are standing out in my head. So I'm gonna guess that it must have been this year. Jeff Hardy.
Yes.
It must have been this year.
Okay, so I'll just give you a refresher of what you've said so far. So you've said Baron Corbin, Big E, Ron Strowman, Dean Ambrose, Dolph Ziggler, Drew McIntyre, Elias, Jeff Hardy, Jeff Jarrett, Johnny Gargano, Kofi Kingston, Kurt Angle, Mustafa Ali, Nia Jax, Pete Dunne, Randy Orton, Seth Rollins, Nakamura, and Woods. Corbin.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. That's definitely made it clear to who I'm going to go for next.
And we've got three left.
Yes.
Risky one, because I'm pretty sure because he always gets injured like all the time. like he is now. Samoa Joe?
Exactly who I was going to go for. You bastard.
It's because I know he always just gets injured all the time, so I can't remember who he was feuding with at the time. So
you know what it was? It was when Chris, you were going through that alphabetically, weren't you, Chris, when you were listing them off?
Oh, yeah.
And when you and I was waiting for you to say Samoa Joe, and when you didn't, I don't know why, just my head was saying Samoa Joe, and then you didn't say it. I was like, get in, but then bloody Nick said it. And I've completely forgotten everybody that you've just listed off as well, Chris. So
it's not your go, it's Oliver's go.
Oliver's go.
Brilliant, that's absolutely yeah. fine then.
Yeah. And that's five swear words from Mark to Nick Swan, sorry. Jeez. I'm hoping that he came back for this, but I might be completely wrong. Roman Reigns?
No.
Have you, has anybody, I can't remember if it was one of those things where it was said or not, and I can't, and I'm an idiot. Was, no, I'm doubting myself. Why am I doubting myself? He's always there. Randy Orton, has he been said?
I've already said him. You pick again then.
This is bloody tough.
I think I've got one.
I can't remember the ones that we have or haven't said, so that's where I'm going to struggle.
You can go through it again.
No.
you don't have to do it again. It's all right. It is what it is. I don't know. I think I'm stuck now. Like, somebody said Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on then. Right. Deduction. Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I've said him.
Right. Jesus Christ. I don't know. I honestly don't know now. Completely screwed. Rusev, was he kicking about?
Nope.
Who did you say, Rusev? Okay. funny enough, that does move you on to one I was thinking of anyway. Bobby Lashley.
Yes.
Classic. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually going to say him anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, okay, Nick.
I know, he was the one I thought of. He was the one I said I thought of. And was...
yeah. See, the interesting thing for me is that Chris is saying we're missing out some big names, and those big names are as far away from my mind as possible. I'm going to go with Bobby Roode.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
There's two former world champions in this list.
How many more are there, Chris? How many more?
The last one, isn't it? Well, I think.
Mark's got two goes left.
I've got two goals left.
Yeah.
This is good. That's going to be.
Nick's got one in it, I think.
Oh, man. This is it's almost just like what torture at the moment. former world champions.
Two on this list.
Really? As in the heavyweight?
Yeah. WWE champion.
Good lord. Right, okay.
Two former NXT champions.
Oh, is there? Still on the list?
Tag team champion.
Oh.
Big names left on this list.
Right. Stab in the dark time, isn't it? It's NXT promotion time, isn't it? Right, I'm going to say Aleister Black.
Yes.
Get in. He's back in it.
So, to get every question right, Nick. It's your last go.
I've got a few options, but I'm just trying to rack my brains if that because I'm getting it mixed up with the rest with the Royal Rumble the year before.
That's exactly what my issue's been, mate. I completely agree.
Yeah, if this was Royal Rumble 2018,
no, I would have been smashing it. No.
I would have got one more answer right at least.
This was one of my first pay-per-view parties, this one that was hosting.
I really can't think.
If I've got 2019's been the year of Adam Cole and he wasn't in the Rumble.
I've got four options which I'm thinking. Okay.
Your editing skills are going to be immaculate here, Chris.
Yeah. I'll just come out and say it then. I think Finn Balor.
No.
Oh, no.
That was a great shout, mate. I can't believe none of us even said him in the first place.
I was going to say...
What's his script? Oh, he wrestled Brock Lesnar, didn't he? Oh, God.
It's Oliver. Playing for pride now.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of that. NXT champion. Kevin Owens.
Nope.
No way.
I was going to say him as well. Yeah, I was thinking him as well.
I know he had the double injury, but once again, much like Reigns, I hoped he would come back for the Rumble.
Yeah. I've got no idea now, so I'm just going to shoot the breeze and say Miz.
No.
Miz wasn't in the... Wow.
Miz wasn't in the Rumble? Okay.
What was
was he on the undercard?
What was the WWE
for? That's usually like a qualifier.
Yeah, yeah, not the undercard. What was he? What was he? Was he on the card?
I haven't got the card in front of me.
All
right, so congratulations, Nick. You've won.
Yay! Well done, Nick.
2019 quiz champion. So,
hooray!
Right, well, so
I'd say it's an opportunity to thank everyone from Broken But Glorious for the year. It's been fantastic. To be your people's champion is fantastic. And yeah, as I say, I was at WrestleMania New Orleans in 2018. 2019 wasn't so lucky. But sort of do my best to hold the tears in. It's an honour. It's still real to me, damn it.
Well done.
All right, so you could have also had Andrade.
Really?
Apollo Crews.
Was he one of the former NXT champions?
Andrade was a former NXT champion.
Yeah, Andrade was champion.
We could have had Kurt Hawkins. Jinder
Mahal. What?
WWE.
It was Andrade against Gargano at the NXT TakeOver, wasn't it? Before.
Jinder Mahal. There's one of your WWE champions you missed.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Way Jose, Rey Mysterio, Shelton Benjamin, and Titus O'Neil were the ones you missed.
Titus.
Rey Mysterio? That's a massive name. I didn't realize he was kicking about in January, to be honest.
Impact Wrestling star Big Mike, Michael Elgin, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
All right, so before we go, I'll say I hope everybody has a great Christmas, New Year. We've got plenty of great interviews lined up in the New Year. And Lance, have you got any announcements you want to make before we go?
Yeah,
mate,
I've got a
big announcement.
Go for it.
There's a potential, it's not even set in stone, so it's a pretty pointless announcement, that this next year, that after having the last couple of years of wine and everyone's throat of me going to New Orleans, next year I might be going to Boston, Massachusetts for SummerSlam 2020.
Wow.
So that could be the new, I was there moment. It's not set in stone, but just so I've got signed for my tagline for next year. I'll get in just to try and lose 100 listeners for next year, so they have to hear it.
Well, we're currently serving up for WrestleMania 40, so there you go.
Good lad. No, WrestleMania, I can't recommend enough.
40. How long? What are we on now? Was it 35?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so it'll be 2024. So I'll be 40 as well. You see. So I'll have.
That's a good idea.
I'll be turning 40 that year. Basically, that's the idea.
That's a good idea.
So I'll be.
You want to promote your stuff, Mark?
Yeah. Briefly. We had the winner announced for the Hasbro custom figure tournament malarkey that we put on. It was all good fun. The Ultimate Warrior custom figure won. Cracking figure, wasn't it? So money is currently being raised as we speak. I know there's a few people have sold their figures so far and got a few quid in. A few people are still selling theirs and it's up for sale at the moment. I can say that so far we've definitely hit the $200 mark for charity, which is good. And I'd like to think that there's probably at least another $100 in it, maybe, or something like that. So yeah, that'll be fun. Hopefully that'll all come in place soon and we'll be announcing the total of what we've raised for charity in the start of the new year. And then we'll be announcing the next step of it, the next logical step of what the tournament's going to be and the competition going forward, because I think it's something that we want to try and do a few times a year if possible, especially if it's going to raise a few quid for charity, being the key to it all. And it also means that I can start getting rid of some broken wrestling figures out of my ridiculous collection.
Mark one was really good as well.
Yeah, there were some really good figures. We had a couple of complimentary style figures as well from the judges who are custom figure makers but couldn't take part this time round. One of them being the head of the Boss Fight Studios team.
Yeah,
Eric Arani. Yeah, So he's making a custom figure that he's going to sell and donate the money to the charity aspect as well. So there's some great figures, and there's going to be a lot more to come. And
obviously, Zach Ryder and Kurt Hawkins involved, didn't you?
They did, yeah. They donated some prizes, and I've had my customs charge letter through the door, so that's due to arrive tomorrow. Now that I've paid for it, and so it will be great to see what prizes they've sent, because they've sent a little package of sorts of bits and bobs. So that'll be cool. So yeah, it's been really fun. I really want to say thank you to everybody who's been involved with it, in terms of the people, the judges. It's been great having the judges involved. We've learned a lot as time's gone on about how to run these kind of tournaments now, because we put a public vote at first, then we found out that they can be rigged, and there's all sorts of shenanigans have gone on. So the having some good quality judges involved, which has been great, and having the sponsors has obviously been fantastic. Other than that, it's just business as usual. We'll be running pay-per-view parties for Royal Rumble at the end of January. We'll speak more about that during the upcoming shows in January. But yeah, it's been a pleasure, gents. It's been a really fun year doing all this with you lads. It's obviously tailed off a bit towards the end of the year as we've all calmed down. We've had other bits and bobs vying for our attention. So it resumes as we wish to commence going forward. Can't wait for it.
Oliver, you got anything?
Yeah, for myself, with a colleague of ours, mine and Stephen Jackson's ROH TV review, and the final battle preview and final battle fallout preview. Look out for the final battle review and final battle fallout review this week at some point across our podcast network. And I'm a free time pro wrestling author. I'll try and keep this as short as concise as possible. First book is a book on British wrestling, a fan's perspective, one man's exploration of British wrestling. Second book is a book on WWE in 2016, a fan's perspective, 2016, what a year to be a fan of WWE. And my third book is a book on, as Nick mentioned earlier, WrestleMania. In this instance, WrestleMania 24, that's all the fan's perspective, how my lifelong dream became a nightmare. They're all available signed on my Big Cartel, a fan's perspective.bigcartel.com. You can get them on Amazon on paperback, Kindle's instantaneous download, and for free on Kindle Limited. And like you guys have said, thanks very much for everyone for tuning in with the BBG WPod main shows. Thank you so much for all the support of the ROH review so far. Really hope that Mark continues his NWA Power reviews, because they're wicked. And yeah, just proud to be a part of the team, and wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey.
Yeah.
And obviously we have to say, don't get so drunk over Christmas to everyone, because I've done it many times, and I could tell you what, I'd 100% do it again.
I miss the days where I could go out Christmas Eve, go for a curry at 2 o'clock in the morning and still get up for Christmas.
Yeah, ours is usually who can order the biggest kebab and finish it and then complete their turkey the next day.
I want to thank all the guests who came on this year. Sammy Callahan is amazing.
Who?
Sammy Zayn. Sammy Zayn.
Let's go.
The four of us, the listeners, don't know this joke.
Mark made us put it out.
Go on, I'll tell you what, since it's the end of the year, should we just say, when we interviewed Sammy Callahan, I accidentally called him Sami Zayn. That's all we're going to say on the matter. We'll move on swiftly so we can call more really high prestigious wrestlers the wrong names in 2020.
Likewise, we're exactly the same here. Everything we do is completely on consoles and cartridge. I'm glad you said that.
It has to be. It's not the same. It's cheating at that point.
No, it is. It's completely cheating. Completely agree. I suppose the other thing I was going to ask there is, how have you made your own core of yourself? Have you made your own version of Sami Zayn? Sami Zayn, bloody hell.
Sami Callahan.
I know.
Come
how
on.
Dare I do that? I know. That's amateur, isn't it? Sami Callahan. My apologies, Sami.
Now you just made me mad. we're setting off a good relationship talking about No Mercy, and it's just going to ruin it.
I know. I'm so sorry.
So, yeah. You want to finish your question now?
I do. My sincere apologies. Have you?
I feel like you're blushing over the phone.
I am, man. I'm almost in tears in the corner of a room over here. I'm going to take it away.
As I should be.
It was disgusting behaviour. Have you ever made a core version of yourself on No Mercy?
100%.
Well, so we have NXT UK's Roy Johnson, we have Nathan Cruz, we have Moose.
Apollo Cruz?
Freddie Beck and Benji, Kanji. Oh, so many great guests on this year. So I just want to thank you all for coming on. I hope we all want to come on again next year. So Michael Elton came on this year. Came on twice.
We have got, I just want to mention as well, we have got, just even though this is wrapping up kind of our weekly show as such, there's still a couple more interviews that are conducted and that are going to be uploaded as well. So just to the listeners, you know, we haven't fully tuned out, if that makes sense. There's still going to be activity going on the site and on our podcast.
Yeah, there just won't be a main show till after Christmas Day. So yeah, the ROH reviews, episode 7 and 8 will come before New Year as well.
Have a great New Year, Christmas, and we'll see you in the New Year. Good night.
Merry Christmas, one and all.
Eat all of your eggs.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas, chaps. Merry Christmas, everyone. Da-da-da-da-da.
Enjoy your crisps, enjoy your mints.
Yeah, have a good one all. I'll see you in 2020.